From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Trump administration officials insist Sunday they are remaining for now in the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley expressed concerns over the deal's verification procedures, as well as Tehran's support of terrorism and its ballistic missile program.
The goal at the end of the day is to hold Iran accountable. What we're trying to say is, look, the agreement was an incentive. The agreement was for you to stop doing certain things. You haven't stopped doing certain things. So what do we do to make Iran more accountable so that they do?
Haley said the goal is to stay in the deal and improve it. President Donald Trump Friday informed Congress, as required by law, that he would not certify Iran is complying with the deal. Congress has 60 days to determine if it should reimpose sanctions. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy said Mr. Trump's decision gives Tehran everything it wants.
They would be able to restart their nuclear program because we would be in violation of the deal. The Europeans would continue to grant them sanctions relief. Their economy would continue to grow, and they would look like the victim in this situation.
None of the other signatories to the deal backs the U.S. decision, but Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged them to work with Washington on its deficiencies.
They're very clear, and they have to be changed. And it's an opportunity that President Trump has created for them to fix this very bad deal, which is dangerous for them, no less than it is for others.
While Iran said it will not renegotiate the agreement, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. would offer a second agreement in parallel with the first. More than 200 are known dead, hundreds wounded, following a massive truck bomb Saturday in Mogadishu. Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed has declared 3 days of national mourning. No immediate claim of responsibility, but the government suspects the Islamist al-Shabaab insurgency. This is VOA News. Austria is the latest European country to shift to the political right, giving the People's Party and its young leader, 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz, a chance to form the next government.
The heutige Tag ist ein historischer.
Kurz said this is a historic day, our chance to take the leadership and make changes to the country. Kurz, Austria's foreign minister, campaigned on tougher immigration procedures in the wake of the flow of over 1 million refugees from the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa since 2015. Monash University's Natalie Doyle said the election outcome is not surprising.
This election, in fact, confirms a trend that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble.
The far-right Freedom Party also made gains in Austria's election Sunday, giving Kurz the chance to form a coalition with them or the Social Democrats, who are currently in second place. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who won a fourth term as chancellor last month, suffered a political setback Sunday as the rival Social Democrats won an election in Lower Saxony, with the poorest showing in the state by her Christian Democrats in nearly 60 years. At least six Egyptian soldiers were killed following coordinated attacks by the Islamic State on military checkpoints in North Sinai. Several soldiers were also wounded. The militants used heavy weaponry and car bombs. It involved more than 100 militants. At least two dozen IS gunmen were also killed. Millions of Venezuelans cast ballots Sunday in regional elections in the first electoral test of the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro since countrywide protests over his policies and the country's economic crisis broke out early this year. Opposition leader Enrique Capriles said the people are in charge and he urged them to take the country and their democracy back. The ruling socialists control almost all the country's 23 governorships. Pre-election polls suggest voter anger over shortages may result in gains for the opposition. In Northern California, lighter winds have given firefighters help in controlling more than a dozen blazes that have raged for a week, leaving at least 40 dead, thousands of homes and businesses destroyed, and scorched more than 88,000 hectares. Thousands have been allowed to return to their homes. Still, some 75,000 have not yet returned. Schools in Ireland are closed Monday as the country braces for Hurricane Ophelia, the largest storm of its kind known to have impacted the eastern Atlantic. The hurricane, with winds that may exceed 130 kilometers per hour, was to make landfall within hours. The armed forces have been deployed to help with flood defenses. The last known hurricane to impact Ireland was Debbie in 1961. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.